Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch out, villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Listen for the words calculate and equation. Check out this heated battle at the Candle Factory.
You'll never get away with it, Dr. Terrains!
Oh, yes, I will, Word Girl!
I'm gonna stop your plan to... Wait, what exactly is your plan?
That's for me to know and you to find out. Well, actually, I'd prefer you didn't find out.
Can you at least give me a hint?
No hints! And I'm gonna start firing again. Why did I stop in the first place?
Time to reproduce our time-tested monkey throw, Captain Huggy Face. A one, a two!
Three is a prime number! How do I know that? Because I'm Kid Math!
What?
I'm the superhero they call Kid Math! Here to save the day! Kid Math is greater than any villain! It's a simple equation. Danger plus Kid Math equals justice!
Okay.
Why'd everyone stop? Isn't this an epic battle between good and evil?
Well, yeah, but...
Dr. Two Brains and I have a rhythm, and you kind of interrupted us here.
Yeah, where were we?
Did I say you'll never get away with this yet?
Or... Hey, Kid Math, if you're so good at math... What's a million plus a million?
It's easy to calculate that equation. It's 2 million.
Whoa, he is Kid Math.
Hold on, okay? Everyone just, where did you even come from?
I'm from a planet far away called Hexagon.
Hexagon? No way! I'm from Lexicon, right on the other side of the solar system. What are the odds?
3,476,543 to 1.
Oh.
So anyway, I was off for a joyride in my spaceship when I saw Earth and thought, maybe I'll stop by and see if there's a city down there that could use a really awesome superhero.
Oh, well, it already has one, so the position's been filled.
Oh, really? By who?
Actually, it's by whom, and the answer is by me. I'm the superhero they call Word Girl.
One superhero versus lots of villains is an unbalanced equation.
Well, I do just fine battling all the supervillains on this planet by myself. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, you two kids clearly have a lot to catch up on, so we're just gonna take this super wax ray and escape. Bye, Word Girl. Bye, Kid Math.
Well, Kid Math, I guess we better... We're minus one Kid Math. math joke.
The next day at school...
Hey, Word Girl! It's me, Kid Math!
Good joke! Guy whose name I don't even know. No! You cannot tell anyone you... Oh, boy. How did you even know it was me?
Are you serious? Besides, I'm from Hexagon, home of the smartest and the tastiest raisins in the universe.
Call me Becky, that's my name. Don't you have a name?
Rex.
Rex from Hexagon?
Actually, Rex is a nickname.
What's it short for?
Rexagon.
Of course. Well, You can't just walk around telling everyone your secret identity, Rex. No one can ever know your kid math.
Wait, why can't I tell them? Won't they love me if they know I'm a superhero?
Yeah, probably, but...
That seems good. Hey, let's figure out a plan to defeat Dr. Two Brains, even though he has a number in his name, which I like.
Okay.
Now, what is Dr. Two Brains' thing? Is he a villain who has a thing?
Yes, actually. His thing is cheese. The guy loves cheese.
I wish there was a way to describe this Earth villain's behavior with an equation. Wait, do you know what an equation is?
Of course. An equation is a way to show that something is the same as something else. Like, 1 plus 3 is the same as 4, and Dr. Two Brains plus a stolen ray is the same as treble.
Not bad, word girl.
Becky!
Who's Becky?
I'm Becky! Ugh. You're never going to be able to fit Dr. Two Brains' behavior into an equation. He's unpredictable.
Maybe he'll listen to me. I'm very logical.
Yeah, I'm getting that. Listen, it's important that we stop Dr. Two Brains, but it's even more important that you don't tell anyone you're... You know who.
Kid Math!
Yeah, okay!
Did you hear that? It sounded like a security alarm. I'd better go!
Hang on! You can't just leave in the middle of school to go fight a crime.
Up! Everybody look at me!
I'm gonna have to teach this kid the rules of being a superhero, Bob.
Whoosh!
Starting with the importance of keeping his identity a secret. And mine.
A few minutes later at the Ray Amplifier Emporium.
Oh, good work, girl.
Dr. Two Brains! Wait, you're happy to see me?
What is this guy's deal? I'm in the middle of a crime and he just storms in, doesn't say anything witty or challenging, just starts with the fighting. What is that?
Nah, he's new here. Kid Math, you have superpowers. How did you get captured so easily?
I'm still trying to calculate that.
This math whiz fell for the oldest trick in the book. The old, hey, what's that? Can you believe it? I didn't even sell it. Just go, hey, what's that? And he was like, where?
When someone says, what's that? It's because there's something notable to see. Of course I looked.
Well, now that you're here, let's show the new kid how it's done.
How about I show him how you're done? Done committing crimes, that is.
You hear that, kid? The back and forth banter, little witty repartee. That's heroes and villains. Hey, what's behind you?
Nice try, Two Brains.
Now she's a superhero. Zap her, boy, zap them both.
Word girl, can you help?
Let's save him, Huggy. Initiate plan 229.
That's a prime number!
Hey, where'd that come from?
Oh, this store merged with the one down the street. It's now the Ray Amplifier Emporium / Giant Cage Outlet.
Two stores!
What? That's ridiculous.
Look, what do you want? This town's getting weird. I'm getting out of here.
Not so fast, Two Brains. Don't count me out yet.
Hey, that's nice. He's learning.
Yeah, that was pretty good, Kid Math.
Hey, what's that over there?
Where?
No!
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything.
Okay, so clearly there are a few things we need to work on. Look, it's hard being a superhero on this planet, Kid Math. Villains like Dr. Two Brains are always trying to trick you, so you have to be careful.
Like the way you trick everyone with your secret identity?
Yes. No, I mean, you can't equate those two things. It's hard to explain, and it might take time to understand, but I promise it's worth it. I mean, look at this place.
It is nice here.
That's where I live.
Can I see it?
Sure, but you have to remember, I'm Becky, not Word Girl, Becky. And you're Rex. Got it?
Got it. You just said 16 words.
Well, shake it up, Pepper. Shake it up, Pepper. Shake, shake, shake. Well, hello there, Becky and Becky's friend. Bob, Bob, Bob. Bob, 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 Bob.
This is my dad.
Dinner's almost ready. Just need to calculate the right amount of sea salt.
I love calculating. Calculate means to figure out or measure something, often using math. And I love that because I'm Kid Math!
Oh, yeah? Well, I guess I'm Cook Dad. Who are you, Becky? Daughter girl? This is fun.
Yeah, super fun. Rex, can I talk to you in the other room, please? listen, Rex. Remember earlier when I told you that you can't let people find out your secret identity?
I've been calculating it in my head, and there's no reason not to tell everyone that I'm Kid Math!
But there are reasons. For one, it makes your job of being a superhero so much easier. Not to mention your job of being a regular kid.
But I'm a superhero kid.
No, you're just a regular kid. Get it?
What's that you're doing with your eye? Do you need help? I can help you! I'm a superhero!
No! I just... Ah!
Now some local news. It's a bird, it's a plane.
No, it's a mouse blimp. Lot of fun. That's what's happening in the city. Back to you, Maria.
Okay, Rex, we better go stop Dr. Two Brains. Let's go talk to my dad.
But if we don't tell your dad who we are, how do we get away?
Just watch.
Put the salt in the pot. I put the salt in the pot. Oh.
Hey, Dad. Rex and I have to go. We have saxophone class.
Sounds amazing. Have fun.
So in this case, your secret identity made it easy for you to go and fight crime without anyone worrying about you.
Exactly. Come on, let's go.
Math!
You'll figure something out. Stop right there, Two Brains!
Word girl and, arithmetic lad, was it?
Nope! My name is Rex. I am a normal boy who...
No! Just let me do the talking. Let me guess, you're turning something into cheese.
Yes! Not right away. My plan has two phases, one for each of my brains. Phase one, I'm gonna cover the city with a layer of wax. Phase two, I'm gonna turn everything underneath the wax into cheese.
But why don't you turn the city into cheese first, then put the wax over the cheese?
Hey, Kid Math, can I get you to focus on stopping the crime, not finding ways to make it work better?
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
Kid Math, can I get you to take one tiny step to your left?
I don't see why not.
No, don't do it!
Ow! Now you have the best seat in the house to watch phase one.
But it's so illogical.
Ahem, bigger problems here.
Actually, I think I can break out of this pretty easily.
No! A superhero needs to know how to build suspense so the audience gets excited.
Really? Okay, I mean, I'll never break free of this heavy cage with my not-strong arms. In fact, I don't even have arms!
Is it even possible to calculate what might happen? Find out in the next equally exciting episode of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I have a word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is elegant. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Emily!
Elegant means stylish and dignified, like Captain Huggy Face in that tuxedo and top hat.
That's correct. I'd say Huggy looks almost as elegant as a certain game show host.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, no one. Hey, what's that off in the distance? Perhaps I should take a look. Anyway, congratulations, Emily! You are today's winner! Huggy, show her what she's won. An official Word Girl velvet cape!
How elegant.
Really? A cape? You think that makes him more elegant than I am?
Yes.
Uh-huh. No doubt.
Okay, then. That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word!
Listen for the words reproduce and hint.
Welcome back. To refresh your memory, there's a new superhero in town known as Kid Math. Kid Math and Word Girl teamed up to stop Dr. Two Brain's plan to cover the city in wax before turning everything into cheese. And as we ended the previous episode, both of our heroes were trapped.
I can get back inside if you think it'll help build suspense.
No, forget it.
Thanks for that weather update, Maria. In other news, I'm covered in wax. Chuck and Rachel, back to you.
We did it! We stopped phase one of Dr. Two Brain's evil plan. According to my calculations, that leaves one more phase to stop. Come on, let's find that mouse blimp.
I appreciate your enthusiasm, but we won't find Dr. Two Brains until he wants to be found. So right now I have to go home for dinner.
Dinner? What kind of superhero gives up for dinner?
I'm not giving up. Part of being a superhero is balancing your normal life with your superhero duties.
Normally, I'm all about a balanced equation, but it still seems like it would be much easier to just be a superhero all the time.
But if everyone knew my secret identity, I'd never eat in peace again, because the villains would never leave me alone. Go back to your spaceship. Tomorrow at school, we'll talk about the best way to stop Dr. Two Brains.
Okay, I'll see you at school tomorrow, where, thanks to you, no one will ever figure out Rex is really Kid Mac!
I think he's getting the hang of it. Yeah, not at all.
Hello there, Earth kids! I'm sure not Kid Math at all.
Please don't talk to me.
Boy, isn't it crazy that neither one of us is a superhero from the planet Hexagon? I mean, what are the odds?
Are you following me?
What are you doing?
Making sure no one thinks I'm Kid Math!
Rex, telling everyone that you're not Kid Math is almost equal to saying that you are Kid Math. Look, just don't talk about Kid Math at all, ever. Don't even give any hints that you know anything about Kid Math at all.
What do you mean, hints?
Oh, a hint is a small piece of useful information that can help someone figure out a bigger question. Like if people hear you talk about Kid Math or Hexagon enough, they might use that information as hints or clues to figure out who you really are.
Oh. Yeah, I suppose I was kind of doing that. But right now we must get to work on a plan to stop Dr. Two Brains from launching his phase two.
I agree. Do you have any ideas?
You bet I do. Why don't we just tear down the city before Dr. Two Brains has a chance to turn it into cheese? Great idea, huh?
That's a horrible idea.
Horrible? No, it's perfectly logical. You see, if we subtract the city from the equation, then there's no city for Dr. Two Brains to turn into cheese.
But we can't destroy the city.
Sure we can. We have amazing superpowers. No one would be able to stop us.
Look, Rex, there's more to this superhero thing than defeating villains. The most important part of being a superhero is protecting the people. Get it?
Definitely. Ooh, what if we turn the city into cheese first, beating him at his own game?
I think it's time for you to get to know some of the people we're here to protect. Rex, this is my best friend, Violet. Violet, this is my new friend, Rex.
Hi, Rex. If you're a friend of Becky's, and I'm a friend of Becky's, then we can be friends, too. What do you feel like painting today, Rex?
I know. I'll perfectly reproduce my favorite equation in paint.
Well, reproduce means to copy or make something that's the same as the original. So when you say perfectly reproduce your favorite equation, do you mean you're going to actually paint a math equation on that canvas?
That is correct. Look, yellow plus blue equals green.
Wow, that's really clever, Rex.
Thanks, Violet. That was a nice compliment you gave me. And compliments make Earthlings feel good, which I am an Earthling, not Kid Math. I'm really bad at receiving compliments and not mentioning that I'm Kid Math.
Yeah, I've noticed.
I really like your friend, though. She's a lot of fun to talk to. In fact, I like a lot of the kids I've met today.
I'm glad. Don't you see? These are the people that you're protecting. And protecting them means protecting their city. That's what makes a great superhero.
Yes, a superhero finds a way to defeat the villain that also protects the people.
Now you get it.
Help! Dr. Two Brains has a giant ray aimed at the city from his mouse blimp. Wait, is this the police station?
No, it's a school. The same as it was last week, and the week before that, and the week before that.
Oh,
See you tomorrow.
Dr. Two Brains must be preparing to launch phase two. We need an excuse to get out of here.
Is it okay if I give this a try?
Well...
Miss Champlain?
Yes?
Normal Earth student Rex here.
Yes, Rex.
My stomach is hurting, and I need Becky to show me where the nurse's office is.
Oh, no! You two get going.
Thank you! Okay, let's go. Word up!
Your number's up!
Well, if it isn't Word Girl and her new sidekick, Kid Math.
I'm not her sidekick. We're equals. And we're about to add you to the city jail.
You know, he really is getting much better with his banter.
Thank you.
Really, just delightful. All right, enough with the blah, blah, blah. It's time for me to reveal my secret phase. A little phase I call phase one and a half.
Phase one and a half? That's a fraction. Did you know about this?
A secret mouse blimp inside a mouse blimp.
And wouldn't you know it? That tiny blimp is scheduled to depart just moments after my henchmen initiate the cheese ray amplification sequence, which is right now. You guys want to start the cheese ray amplification sequence right now?
Oh, right. Sorry, boss.
Ah, music to my mousy ears. Well, looks like you two have a choice. Either save the city from being turned into a giant hunk of mouth-watering cheese, or capture me. But you can't do both!
What will our heroes do? Will they stop Dr. Two Brains from escaping in his miniature mouse blimp and let the city be turned into cheese? Or will they shut down his cheese ray amplifier thing and let Dr. Two Brains escape?
I choose both!
You can't choose both. Listen up, rookie. By the time you're done shutting down the cheese ray, I'll be on a faraway beach sipping on a cheese colada.
He's right. There isn't time.
But there is. Think about it. With math, there are now two superheroes on the job. So if we divide and conquer, one of us can stop Dr. Two Brains while the other one of us stops the cheese ray.
Oh, yeah! Great idea, Kid Math! You stop Dr. Two Brains from escaping while I stop the rays from reaching the city.
I'd rather stop the rays, if that's okay. It'll show that I've learned that a superhero must protect the people.
Okay, fine. You got the rays, I got Two Brains. Go!
Huh? Oh! Why didn't I put a faster motor in the escape blimp?
Plus Kid Math equals victory! Right, plus Huggy. Sorry, Huggy. Forgot to carry the monkey.
And so the addition of Kid Math to the team of Word Girl and Huggy defeated Dr. Two Brains and protected the wonderful people of the city. And it looks like Kid Math learned some important lessons about being a superhero along the way.
Psst. What is it? I'm trying to wrap things up here.
Don't you mean normal, regular Earth Rex?
No, you don't need to protect your secret identity while you're dressed as Kid Math.
Ah, right.
You know, we still have a little work to do.
I'll say. And remember, for fun and excitement you just can't reproduce anywhere else, tune in next time for another thrilling episode of... I'll give you a hint. It's my favorite show. You guessed it. Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word?
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Emily, you correctly defined the word elegant. Ready to play the bonus round?
You bet.
Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for elegant. Give it a shot, Emily.
I'd have to go with number two. That diamond is really elegant.
That's correct.
I'd also like to add that I really like Mr. Botsford's dance moves in that last picture.
Emily, you're our bonus round winner. Show her what she's won, Huggy. An official word, girl, gigantic boombox.
See you next time on
May I Have a Word.
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKids.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!